Friends, we will begin our Love Feast service this evening with a reading from today's daily text. The watchword comes from Psalm 89, verse 14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. And the New Testament verse from John chapter 1, the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. And the prayer for today. Prince of Peace, help us to pay homage to your glorious birth. May we sing the glories of your justice and righteousness in our hearts tonight. Amen. And now you may remain seated as we listen to this evening's prelude. O come, all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. O come, let us adore him. Please stand. Thank you. seated. Good evening. Welcome to the Christmas Eve Love Feast here at Christ Moravian Church. It is my hope that everyone here who is awaiting the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ finds hope and comfort amid the fellowship and the shared meal that we will have today. Now, if there are folks here who have not enjoyed a Moravian Love Feast before, then I'll briefly walk through what we'll be doing in today's service. We already heard a beautiful prelude and watched Nolan Butner do a wonderful job lighting our Advent candles this evening, followed by a Christmas hymn we all sang together, and there'll be many more of those to come. After a word of prayer and scripture, the buns and coffee for the Love Feast meal will be served while our handbell choir rings an anthem. Then after the Moravian blessing, we will all eat and drink together while our choir sings some Christmas anthems. After our cups and napkins are taken up by our deaners during more Christmas hymns, we'll collect an offering and I'll offer a brief Christmas message. Then after more hymns, we'll dismiss and go out to celebrate Christmas with our family and loved ones. So before we continue, will you all join me in prayer? Gracious God, we welcome your presence among us now. God, we come here tonight seeking warmth, fellowship, and the comforting presence of your Son, Jesus Christ. We so dearly want the light and life that Jesus offers, and tonight we eagerly anticipate the coming celebration of his birth. A mysterious and wonderful event that changed the world. God taking on human flesh, walking among us as friend, teacher, servant, prophet, and savior. Gracious God, we thank you for all the promises you have fulfilled through Jesus, and we strive to follow his example in all that we do. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Today's scripture passage will come from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place in the guest room. Now in that same region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. And Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. May God bless the reading and hearing of God's holy word this day. Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ, the new-born King.
Thank you.
Friends, the food has been distributed. The meal is ready. Will you join me in praying the Moravian blessing? Come, Lord Jesus, our guest to be, and bless these gifts bestowed by thee. Bless thy dear ones everywhere, and keep them in thy loving care. Amen.
Thank you.
Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Friends, all of the proceeds for the following offering collection will go towards Sunnyside Ministry, a local Moravian nonprofit that distributes food, clothing, financial assistance, and various educational opportunities to those in need. Let us go to God again in prayer. Gracious God, all those years to go when your Son, having been born in human form and lying in the manger, when many guests and many people came to see him, didn't just come to worship, they didn't just come to adore, they didn't just come to witness for themselves, but they also came to give. They gave what they had. And it is in that same spirit today that all of us gathered here give what we have, so that in the name of Jesus, those who are not having quite the Christmas that they might want, might have a little something to eat, or might get some clothes that they need, or might get some help paying the bills, or might get some bit of knowledge or education that will help them advance and help them continue down the path for the calling that you have set for them. Gracious God, we thank you for your many blessings given to us, and in turn, we repay what has been done to us forward to those in your name. The name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. The ushers may come forward. You know, friends, it's kind of odd. The Christmas story that we heard earlier in the Gospel of Luke doesn't start with Jesus. It doesn't start with Mary and Joseph. It doesn't start with proclamations from heaven. It doesn't start with John the Baptist preparing the way. It doesn't start with anything at all that we might expect to happen when it comes to the birth of our Savior. Instead, it starts with a census. It starts with the government. It starts with Caesar, the Roman emperor, wanting to know exactly who it is that lives in his empire. And friends, this isn't just a random or background announcement. It doesn't just set the stage for what is to come, but it directly leads to it, cause and effect. It is because a census was decreed that Joseph and a very pregnant Mary travel from their home in Nazareth in the region of Galilee, to the place where Joseph was born, in Judea, a city called Bethlehem. It's because a census was decreed that they don't have anywhere to stay when they get to Bethlehem, that they're turned away at the inn, that they're forced to shack up in a barn for animals, that the Savior of the world was born as a tiny baby and placed in a feeding trough, in a manger. You know what else is odd about chapter 2 of the Gospel of Luke? The angels that descend from heaven to herald the birth of Jesus, they don't appear to the highest powers and authorities. They don't appear to the kings of the world. They don't show up to Caesar and tell him, "Hey, Caesar, thanks so much for issuing that census. Now we can get this ball rolling." They don't at all let the whole world know that Jesus has been born. Certainly, at least, not what the world thinks of as important or powerful people. Instead, the angels appear before shepherds tending their flocks in the field. Peasants, poor people, working folks, literally living in the fields where they tended their flocks. These are the ones that the angels from heaven come to tell of the good news that Jesus Christ has been born. Friends, we are heirs to those witnesses in the fields. We have inherited their task of sharing the good news that Jesus has been born. We also have received the good news that the Son of God has been made manifest in human form. The good news that Jesus came to change things, came to shake up the world order, came to make the last first and the first last. The shepherds in the field, those are our spiritual ancestors. They're kin to us. Like them, we hear the good news. Like them, we eagerly want to go see it for ourselves. And then like them, we want to tell all who will hear. Like them, we praise God endlessly for this wonderful and priceless gift, like we're doing today in the Love Feast. Like Mary, the mother of Jesus, we treasure these things and ponder them in our hearts. Friends, we have received the promise of grace beyond measure. We've received the promise of peace on earth. And the good news is that we now have a morning star to light our way through this difficult and at times trying life. So as we hold these things in our hearts, as we receive these promises made real by Jesus Christ, let us continue to sing our praise and thanks to God for the birth of God's Son, our Lord and Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, friends, before we begin to sing the next song in your ode, let's talk a little bit about it first. Morning Star, if you've never had the chance to sing it before, is sung antiphonally. That means it's a call and response from our soloists, Eleanor and Rosalie, and then all of us here in the congregation. So Eleanor and Rosalie will start by singing the words in the regular font in the ode, and then we all will respond with the words in italics. So they will call and we will respond. Also, in just a moment, you'll receive some Moravian beeswax candles, and I'll explain what we'll do with those shortly. So, friends, without further ado, let us sing together. Morning Star, O cheering sight, ere thou cam'st, how dark earth's night. Friends, the time has come for one last hymn, after which I will offer a benediction before dismissing us in peace. I want to thank you very much for spending your Christmas Eve here with us at Christ Moravian Church. And it is our hope today that the joy and wonder of the Christ child be made real for you as you continue navigating the holiday season and as you transition into a new year. Now, for this last hymn, we will stand and sing for the first three verses, and when we reach the fourth and final verse, we'll all raise our candles high. So if you're able, let us stand and sing together. Christ the Lord most glorious, now is born, oh shout aloud. Man by him is made victorious, praise your Savior, hail your God. Friends, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May God lift up God's countenance before you and bring you peace. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Go in peace today.